Chapter 20, The Morning Lecture, by A.T. Jones. At the beginning of the 4th century, the Roman Empire was ruled by 6 emperors and the Christian Church, divided into 90 different sects, the bishops of each striving for power. It was necessary for each of the emperors to obtain all outside help possible, as the military power was about equally divided. Maximin and Constantine each realized the value of the supposed unity of the Christian Church, and so each tried to obtain the support of the Christians, Constantine succeeding. The bishops desired to establish a theocracy, a government of God. There was such a government formerly, actually ruled by the Lord, not directly but through Moses and the prophets, etc. But the people asked for a king, and he chose one for them, not abdicating, but still retaining the government. Hence it was still the throne of God, and no attempt was ever made by David or Solomon, the Lord promising that the throne should stand forever in the line of David's house, Zedekiah being the last one on earth, God declaring there should be no other until Christ, the heir, should come again to reclaim it. Now then, in a theocracy, it is necessary to have someone to convey the word of God to the people. Now if the reformers intend to establish a theocracy, they must have prophets. So then this will open the way for all the false prophets the Bible speaks of. Dr. Crafts already declares that the preachers are the successors of the prophets, to make known the will of God. The bishops declared Constantine to be a second Moses, making themselves dependent on him to secure the power of the state, to carry out their aims. Now when anyone places himself in such a position, he makes himself a tool of the one on whom he is dependent, politicians as they are now called. Now all the time that Constantine was claimed as a bishop of externals, for example the civil power, and the head of the church, he was never even baptized. Never has there existed so consummate a politician and hypocrite. From 307 to 312, no one could tell what he was, pagan or Christian. He rode the two horses so well, as the Lord had in his theocracy a sign by which he might be known as the ruler, which was the Sabbath. So the new false one had also a counterfeit, not being willing to adopt the original, not wishing to have anything in common with the Jews, so adopting the Sunday, the day of worshippers of the sun. The pagan worship was grafted upon Christianity, and paganized Christianity became supreme. The Sunday law was passed by Constantine to please the bishops who wanted the power of the government to compel the people to attend church. The first Sunday law compelling the closing of courts, etc. on Friday, as well as Sunday, is lost, but mention is made of it. The next, enforcing Sunday worship, is extant. Before these laws, the pagans had festival days, but no holy days, until these laws were passed. So in transferring the devotional work of the Sabbath to Sunday, they attempt to make the first holy day Rome ever had known.